Trump coarseness, the benefit and the cost of being coarse. I want to talk a little bit about Trump's coarseness. I think both his supporters and his adversaries would agree that Trump can be coarse. It occurred to me that the characteristic of Trump that caused the left, his detractors, and many on the right to dislike him was his coarseness. Remember how he used words to cut down his opponents? He has a God-given gift of discernment and the courage to speak from a pure heart. Okay, I can hear some of you now say, gift, discernment, pure, courage? I don't think so. We're so accustomed to politics, posturing, and disingenuity that the natural reaction was to be offended by him. I use the word gift because to not be constrained by convention is a gift. It is an aspect of freedom. I use the word discernment because as quick as his reads were, they were invariably spot on. I use the word pure because of his appreciation of truth. Yes, he is prone to hyperbole, but he uses it for emphasis to make valid points. Beth Moore, who has been a great asset to the president, used a term, Trumpism, that I had not heard before. This term speaks to the concept of personality cults. It is the nature of humans to go overboard toward people they admire, and there's the possibility that people will see him as an end, a savior, rather than the vessel that God is using to prepare us for the savior. That happens with pastors, evangelists, and singers as well. But to put Trump's coarseness in its proper light, we need to compare him as we do ourselves to the perfect example, Jesus Christ. Let's take a fresh look at Jesus. First of all, he came preaching, repent. This is literally saying, you're wrong. You are unacceptable. Jesus said that looking upon a woman to lust after is adultery. He said, if you hate your brother without a cause, you're guilty of murder. He said, you're a generation of vipers. He said, you're whited sepulchers filled with dead men's bones. He said, you're a child of the devil. It was said of Jesus that he spoke with authority, i.e. he did not sugarcoat. Remember the miracles that he did by just speaking to the one who was suffering? What I'm pointing out are three things about Christ that I see in Trump. Jesus is the truth. Trump is anchored in truth. Jesus is direct. Trump is direct. Jesus offended pretenders. Trump offends pretenders. We know that sometimes Trump, as we all do, speaks from pride. Jesus never did. Trump is not Jesus. Now here's the point of this article. We're at a place in time where all the politics, posturing, disingenuity, lying, fraud, fear-mongering, and manipulation is coming to light. The Spirit of God is moving in us to rise up and offend the enemy whom we have given place to, lived with, and tolerated for too long. This new attitude is the gift of discernment, a demand for truth, and the courage to come against the darkness, the evil, the works of the devil in our country. We see what our country has become. It is a den of thieves. It is a bed of liars. It is a playground for immorality. It is a country that quite literally worships Satan by being led by him. Not only do we discern the truth about ourselves, we're now wanting the pure truth exposed, and we're being given supernatural courage to demand it. Trump's heart is to make America great again. Implicit in this statement is the accusation that America has gone wrong. It needs to repent, to change its thinking and speaking and its direction. Just as Jesus came preaching repentance and was rejected by the political religious authority, so has Trump been rejected by the same type of folks. We who have been touched by Jesus were also touched by Trump's message. In point of fact, Trump was a forerunner in the fashion of John Baptist, of our Lord. The Holy Spirit, Spirit of Jesus, is with us and is now moving to shake the earth as the God-man Jesus did when he came so long ago. Those of us who respond positively to the Holy Spirit in the way the disciples responded positively to Christ Jesus will be healed, and we will become a testimony to the world, and it will be changed. What will the change look like? It will be a revival of faith in God, of love of family, love of freedom, love for one another, love of country, and most importantly, a love of the truth. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. If you have a love of the truth, you have a pure heart and you receive light, which exposes and reveals all things. In your prayers, welcome the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to bring revival to our land now. America is people whom Christ came to seek and to save because they are lost. And while you're praying, thank him for sending us Trump, a lover of truth, to prepare us for the Spirit of truth. God bless you, and God bless America.